The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, everyone, and welcome to our meditation session. And so here to sit and include your body as part of the meditation. It's helpful to have the body be at the center of your meditation, partly because centered in the body, grounded in the body, gives us much more capacity for patience, for openness, for an ability to be present for what is here. And cultivating, developing our capacity to be present for all the different things that can come in our lives is one of the tasks of meditation, because there, sooner or later, there'll be very challenging things that we all have to experience. And to have prepared ourselves with developing our capacity for to be present, to be open, to be patient is so important. So, gently, taking a comfortable but alert meditation posture. Giving some care to adjusting your posture, whatever way that's appropriate for how you are meditating. So your body is a little more active, not completely passive, so not to be a just completely. So even if you're lying down, to have your forearms pointing to the ceiling, maybe your elbows resting on the ground or the surface, and the arms pointing to the ceiling gives a little bit more activation. And if it's comfortable, just closing the eyes. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Taking your time with the inhale. As long as it's comfortable to breathe in, taking your time to breathe in, feeling maybe the comfort or the pleasure of that. Taking your time to exhale, as long as it's comfortable to exhale. Perhaps enjoying the extended exhale. And with the extended exhale, to relax in the shoulders. Soften. Soften the belly. And relax the whole body down into your, wherever your body is in contact with some surface. Chair, the floor, and release yourself to receive the support of that surface so that there's a feeling of maybe of being grounded or centered, rooted here. letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, perhaps you can soften your face. Around the eyes. The cheeks and the jaws. And also to relax the area of your brain. Or wherever there might be some contraction or energy associated with thinking, wanting, resisting. Relaxing. And then as you sit here now, spending these few minutes settling in, can you recognize inside of you, in your body, your mind, your heart, the capacity to be patient with what is? A patience that maybe is an openness or a supportive tolerance for what is uncomfortable. A recognition of the challenges that might be here while you're meditating, that in the very recognition, there is a patience, a kind of acceptance, openness, in that clear recognition of what is uncomfortable or difficult. And what is often underappreciated is that what's valuable is not what is happening, but rather the how we're aware of it. Patiently, openly, non-reactively. Being aware with clarity, clear recognition of this is what's happening. And developing the capacity to be present for what is, especially when things are uncomfortable. And coming to appreciate not that you can be with the uncomfortable, but appreciating how you can be with what's uncomfortable. And one support for this grounding in the body, for ability to be patient and open, is the constancy of our attention to the breathing. The rhythm of breathing in and out becomes the beat and that keeps us steady and going and maybe uninterruptible in our attention here in the present. If you are more settled than you were at the beginning of the meditation, recognize that. Maybe recognizing it as a capacity to be more patient, more open to what's happening. And if you're not more settled, recognize that. And that is the place to be patient, open with how things are. And as we come to the end of this sitting, to perhaps appreciate that when we can be comfortable, or when we can be patient with discomfort, then that patience can be used, offered as a gift to others. That we can stay calm or non-reactive when the situations are difficult. Maybe when people have difficulties that are uncomfortable for us, our patience allows us to stay present, attentive, non-reactive, so that our generosity, our kindness, our care has space and room to operate. May it be that our development, our cultivation of greater capacities in patience, attention, kindness, can grow through our meditation practice in such a way that we can, it can be a gift to the world. We can dedicate it to the world so that we can live and act and speak in ways that benefits others, that supports others to feel more at ease or more present in this difficult life. May it be that our meditation practice helps us to improve the world for all beings. May we be a force of good, so that all beings may be happy, all beings may be safe, so that all beings may experience peace, so that all beings may be free. May all beings be free from oppression and attachments. May all beings be happy. Thank you.